Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Yeah, it's a Monday here at the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. I am over the moon this morning because across the table from me are two of my favorite people in the world from the Super Selly Joe's podcast. One of my favorites, it's Joe Gorman. How you doing, dog?
I'm wonderful, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. And next to him, from her own endeavors, a very funny, very beautiful Molly Vivant. How are you?
Amazing. I think I have a boyfriend.
That's incredible. How did it happen?
Field.
Field?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have been in a relationship for so long, I don't know what that means.
That's like the really sex positive, like kind of can be kinky freaky app.
Okay, I assumed it was a place for white women to meet black men.
You can play the field.
It's not my thing. Everyone thinks that's my thing. It's not my thing.
No, of course.
You're not into black guys? Mm-mm. Good for you.
It's too on the nose.
It's too scary.
Especially when I was like 50 pounds heavier. I'm like, I'm not going to do what
you
expect
me to do. You don't
want to
be that stereotype. Yeah. I gotcha. Hey, you know what? I'm happy for you. Congratulations. I wish you nothing but love.
Thank you.
Let's knock plugs out of the way. Molly, what do you want people to check out, baby?
Follow me on Instagram. How did I get so sexy?
Fantastic. Mr. Gorman.
Oh, my God. Well, you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman. I also have my podcast I do with Alex Tomaselli called Super Selly Joes. You can subscribe on YouTube. We'd love some more followers. If we can monetize it, you better believe I'm quitting my job.
Fantastic. Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. You can find all my dates on punchup.live/Zach Amico. Gonna be updating that very soon. Looks like I got the Tropicana in Atlantic City coming up. I've got South Bend, Indiana coming up. Maybe possibly a little co-headlining tour with my very, very, very talented younger brother, Crack Amico.
Oh.
And a few other things cooking. And also, hey, if you like this show, go to GasDigital.com today and try out my promo code, ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives. That's right, thousands of episodes of your favorite Gas Digital shows. Plus, you get that bonus Friday episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want to see all three, that Friday one is behind the paywall. So check it out. And also, I was just with Ralph, and he was showing me some new features hitting the website and the app. And I got to tell you, I'm real impressed with how hard they're working. So thank you guys so, so much. Well, gosh darn, a lot going on. We got animal stories. We got weird reality TV stuff. We got weird kind of conspiracy stuff, but I wasn't going to show it. But I saw a video, and I'm sure everyone's seen it already. It's been on Twitter, but my guests haven't seen it. And I want to see their honest-to-God reaction. There's an altercation on the subway. And listen, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened before they started recording. But all I know is, holy shit, the timing on this young woman. I mean, you couldn't have written this and had it be this fucking bananas funny. Jorge, just play it without context.
Somebody hit your neck. You're supposed to beat their ass.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, they cocked up. Onto the next call.
Incredible. Oh, I love. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Wait. Go back.
Okay, so they're at 150. Nice.
Somebody hit your knee. You're supposed to beat they ass.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, they cocked her. Go to the next club.
That's awesome. Damn, every white person fantasy.
It's the face she hits after.
Yeah.
She kind of looked like Josie Marcellino.
She's going to cosplay as that woman next cosplay.
Listen, I do not condone that language.
Oh.
But it's that she hit it and then went, as the door closed.
That was very funny.
What a great instinct of exactly when the door was gonna be unopenable.
You gotta wait for that bing that the doors are closing. And like, it's like, you gotta be, if they put their hand in, like, you're fucked.
What I love about it is that there's like, I mean, obviously it's an evil thing to say.
It's a horrible thing to say across the board.
And I'm from Florida, but like, it is. And I just like that there's like a childlike wonder about it. Like, it she was like a little kid. Like, she, you know, when you like get told to like be quiet, like a parent comes in your bedroom late at night and like, don't make a peep. And you wait for them to like kind of walk out and you're like, peep. And it was just like that.
It's somewhere between when you tell a little kid they're allowed to say one curse on video and you see which one they pick. And what I would call church giggles. Whereas, like, this is the worst possible thing I could do.
Yeah.
And the fervent reaction. I mean, what a reaction.
That woman's probably going to lose her job, too.
I do have a feeling that woman will be doxxed.
Yeah, it's like, we don't condone people saying funny words at this business.
So. They
usually it's like a crackhead that's doing shit like that here. You know what
I mean? Well, it's like every white person has the fantasy of saying it, but you can't give in to those temptations.
That's white people's crack.
That's like that's bedroom.
People
talk.
Have already dubbed her the Subway Queen. You guys remember the Burger King guy?
Yeah.
The guy
with the Burger King crown.
Now people are putting the crown on her and she's the Subway Queen.
Yeah.
I would assume she's got to delete all her social media.
You got to go off the grid for a little bit.
Yeah, take a year, maybe move out of the city.
They're also like not showing the context. Like, what were those black people doing on the train?
It seems like there was an altercation.
Something happened because, like, that other guy was filming. We got to get his footage too.
That's the footage. See, that's the move. Because maybe he has what started it.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that no matter what the context is, like, people are not gonna be like, you know what, white girl, you would probably.
One's gonna go, you get one.
Yeah.
Nah, no one's that chill.
Especially not people that would care to dox or go after her in the first place.
But, you know, hey, run, queen, run.
Yeah.
I go on the lam, lady.
She'll be
fine. Get out of here. I'll see you on Truth Social.
Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm not going to let anything happen to you.
Yeah, you can. That should have just been the Turning Point halftime show.
It would be pretty cool.
That on a loop for a half an hour would have been much better.
Would have been more fun.
The
more
crowd would have gone wild for real.
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking, I did watch parts of it. What a nightmare.
I was at a Super Bowl party. They refused to put it on.
Well, yeah. Don't give them the viewership in the live,
I would say.
The funny thing for me was the string players who obviously weren't really playing and had no idea how to play. Like, they definitely hired hot ladies.
Mm-hmm.
To be like the violinist and shit.
Yeah.
And they're just new, like, they have no idea what they're doing. How hard was it to just get,
I guess it was probably.
To get a classical violin player to do that show. And must have been.
They thought they were going to like stream everywhere, right? And then they couldn't because of licensing.
Yeah, they couldn't even broadcast it on X.
Yeah.
You know? It was just crazy because that's terrible. Where anything goes.
T-Rock was awful. He was like lip syncing ball with the, it's your one song.
Damn.
It's but your one good song.
You got to remember, I mean, like, when I think of Kid Rock, I think of, like, the ideal Kid Rock from Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
He came out with, like, the fur coat. Oh, my God. That one fucking rocked. When that fucking woman was, like, slamming the drums.
That is an excellent era.
That was peak Kid Rock.
But that's also
fucking
27 years ago.
Oh, man.
And, dude, when he told people to dust off their Bibles.
Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, you used to be a rapper who talked about how you had to fuck underage girls.
Yeah. Call it statutory, I call it cool.
Yeah, that was literally a lyric. You've seen old Kid Rock, right?
Yeah, of course.
With the flat top?
Yeah, I have.
That was like, what was it? It was like his first album.
Grits
was like
for Breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
Grits for Breakfast.
Yeah, and you had like the fucking like
Kid and Play.
Yeah, yeah.
How do people not see through that?
Well, he's like, do you ever see the footage of like the house Kid Rock grew up in?
We saw that on the show a few weeks ago. Yeah,
big ass mansion and stuff,
tennis court, everything.
Well, and he's much like the Buddha, where he gave that all up for enlightenment.
Yeah, sure.
What wasn't his thing? Wasn't there like a famous clip of him being like, Monica Lewinsky's a whore? Do you know what I'm talking about?
He has a bunch. He's been outspoken, but never
like a loser bootlicker to the extreme. Like
His last two singles were people accused of being Weird Al because it was so out of control, hilariously like boomery. Like he did We the People.
He's trying to take Toby Keith's place, and he
100%.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't. Even me, someone who is so on the, like, I love Toby Keith. You know what I mean? Like, I love that bootlicker music, but like nothing else.
Oh, listen, I had to turn my headphones down earlier because I was listening to David Allan Coe in the car, and I forgot about my driver. I was like, oh, I'm listening to this pretty loud. It wasn't the song you think, but I forgot that in the song Lay Me Down Some Rails, he does hit a hard R in it.
Mm.
Yeah, I used to have a really cool old Merle Haggard shirt, and it was like definitely like, I think it was like American flags, and it was like, if you don't like it, leave it type shirt. And I would forget when I was wearing it that like people don't know my views. So like it's kind of ironic, but I do love Merle Haggard. You know what I mean?
I've gotten a few people think I'm dog whistling because I wear David Allan Coe shit. But then I think like, dude, when I was fucking new metal loser in high school, we all had Pantera shirts with the Confederate flag.
Yeah, you didn't think about that.
It never occurred to us.
There were fucking kids in my high school, and I grew up in like California. This was in like liberal ass Half Moon Bay, California. They would have like the Confederate flag bind because there's like a big farm community out there. So you forget like outside of like major fucking metropolitan areas, like it's a fucking.
The first time I was ever drive by hit with a can and called. It was in Pittsburgh, and I literally got off a bus in Manassas, Pennsylvania, which was about an hour outside of Pittsburgh. And as my foot hit the ground, I got hit with a can of and it was a truck with a Confederate flag on the back.
Damn!
And I was like, I couldn't be mad. Great timing.
Well, I'm from such a redneck place. In the fifth grade, I was like begging for a Confederate flag bikini, but I called it the rebel flag. Like, I truly did not know.
Yeah, because they say, like, it's not about the racism. It's about the culture. Culture
of
racism.
And I was in fifth grade,
My history teacher in high school said that because he was from Georgia, when he went to school, the Civil War was referred to as the War of Northern Aggression.
Yeah, or the War Between the States.
Yeah, they did like not say Civil War. Mm-hmm. All right, we got a bunch of silly shit. I want to start with this one because apparently crazy runs pretty deep in the West family. Have you seen Northwest's new jewelry?
Oh, I bet it's
her finger
sucks.
Piercings.
Dude, it is.
They're cool, just not for a 12-year-old.
It's also just proof that like, no matter how much money you have, garbage people are going to be garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bring up.
Whoa.
First of all, that's a lot of work.
And she's 12 years old. That's a 12-year-old?
Yeah, they're rejecting really bad. My thing is.
See how red they are? Yeah.
I don't even think it's about them being trash. I actually think it's because they're so rich and they're so this that they're like, I can be cool and alternative, because that's where like true art comes from, is like being from an alternative counterculture, like weird place, you know? And they're so obviously like
the culture. Yeah.
They're anti that. So they're trying really hard to be like, no, I'm cool. Like Kanye didn't come from money. So he came from like a weird place of being an artist.
Yes.
And I think that's part of like artist kids want to be so bad. They want to be artists, but like they have no adversity. They don't actually know any weird people.
They have nothing to say.
Yeah, they have nothing to say.
I think one girl in high school had the webbing between her pointer and her thumb pierced. And I remember that looking like shit.
Yeah, it's
yeah, it doesn't weird. Look great.
That's can like, we close up a little on it, because they are not good.
I had dermals in my face when I was younger, and that getting caught on anything sucked so bad, so I can't imagine when she gets that caught on her
fingers. Had a nipple ring reject, so... Man. So I have a big nipple, little nipple situation.
I had my ears gauged out for a while.
I have two big ones with no piercings.
Now it's like back to normal. You just take them out and like everything like closes up.
I had mine stretched and they're still not.
Oh, you still got like a little of it? They look pierced, but like they're closed. So it's like I'd have to get them re-pierced if I wanted to. And I don't think so. It's like I'm not going to fucking get back into that at 41.
I think if I didn't have a job where I wore headphones all the time, I would have all my earrings I used to have. But it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you have to maintain and all that shit.
Bring that back up, Jorge.
Yeah,
they don't even... Am I crazy in saying they don't even look straight on the one side?
Yeah, it's uneven.
And it could just be the way she's holding her hands, but it just looks like shit.
Yeah. When's she going to get plastic surgery and look pretty like Kylie and the others?
No, she is pretty. But this is what I think. I also think, like, if your kid... has Kanye as a dad who's like publicly doing all the shit that he's been doing. And also from what I hear, Kim is like, he hasn't seen his kids in months. You're probably going to be like, all right, you can get your weird piercings. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to let you have this because your dad is not in your life, even though he's very much alive and in the news.
I think,
like,
I think Kim is keeping Kanye from his kids. That's what I think. I'm team Kanye.
No, not at all. I mean, he did apologize to the Jews. That was good.
He did. Yeah. I think that was an important thing.
You got to kiss the ring.
Yeah.
You got to. If you want a job in Hollywood, you got to kiss the ring.
Sure.
I feel like he's not one to do that. I think he actually is like, yeah, that was a crazy manic episode. I should probably chill out. So,
yeah, I think he's a combination of a manic episode and that doctor that's got him on the nut. Not my favorite person. Probably the worst person I've ever been in a car with, Milo Yiannopoulos. spent an hour in a car with him once and really thought about killing myself halfway through.
Damn.
Really. I mean, just had that car crashed and we died in it, A, I would have been very upset that I would have had to be in the article.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like
But there would have been a part of me that was like, yes!
So it's not the like a fucking release. Bit with him. It's not just like a public facade. That's
he
stuff.
Was... Dude, he was a fucking cunt in texts.
Yikes.
He's just something about him just fucking, I hated being around him. But he said that because he was working for Kanye, I believe, and he said when he quit that he's got a doctor or dentist or somebody when he got his grills that got him hooked hard on nitrous.
Damn.
And that to me is probably, because remember how crazy Steve-O was?
Yeah.
When he was going through the nitrous thing? So I think it was a combination of bipolar and nitrous.
And Jews being a common denominator in his life. Because think about this, the slavery music industry that he kept talking about. Like, that is true.
Yes.
Like, record labels are like rapists. And, you know. Then there's the doctors that gave him the medicine that probably made him go crazy.
Western medicine, poison.
Yeah, so I think, unfortunately, Jews do have really high positions in a lot of areas. So it did start to probably affect his mental health. And he was like, there's one common denominator.
And his mom died, too.
So I think, and I've said this before.
Most doctors aren't Jewish.
I think he blames... So he was paying for her to get new tits, and she died on the table, right?
Something like that.
That's so sad.
I think he blames himself. And I think, A, I think that's what really set him off. B, and I've gone through this before, so I'll do it quick. If you go through a bunch of his lyrics, he's very obviously got an Oedipal complex.
Yeah.
Because he's got the unreleased song that was set to Moving Out called Mama's Boyfriend. And it's how about he used to hear his mom having sex when he was a kid and she would lock him out of the room. And he hated all her boyfriends. And he would say, I'm mama's boyfriend.
Mm.
Then when you listen to the one where he talks about he sucked his cousin's, he gave his cousin head.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Damn.
That was crazy.
He says, he very weirdly words it. And he says, we found magazines in my mom's closet, not like Penthouse or stuff we'd seen before. It was hard. He found hardcore porn. And then him and his cousin tried to do it. So I think he weirdly blames his mom for his fucked up sexual past. Mm. Because had he not found hardcore porn in her closet, his cousin might... Now, you did suck your cousin's dick. I don't think there's any blame.
Yeah.
The big, you know, when you point a finger, four more point back at you.
And it's hard, too, with kids' stuff. Like, what's... that kind of stuff, because it's two kids. You're like, it's such a gray area.
They don't understand like what they're doing.
Yeah, they're like figuring it out. But obviously, yeah, if it comes from a place of maybe he blames his mom because he found her things.
I mean, fuck. Well, I was a fucking grown man and I was still fucking trying to figure out what I was into sexually.
I mean, same. Constantly. I think I found out something that I'm into recently and I'm scared to tell people.
Yeah, what is
it? Come on.
And you know I say everything. I'm scared to tell people because of what it could mean.
Ooh.
It's under an umbrella of something that I wouldn't be comfortable identifying as.
Okay, then you don't. You don't have to share.
Yeah. I may tell you off.
That's
the air.
Fine. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Let us know in the comments what friends. You think it is.
Yeah, guess that's a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah, Jorge, if there's any good ones in the comments, please let us know. But yeah, I used to think. I mean, I definitely went through fate. I was like, I thought maybe I was into getting choked. Yeah. Not really my thing. But I went through a phase of that. I went through a bunch of different shit. I think I just wanted to try kinky stuff.
Yeah,
and I think most people, adults, struggle with like, oh, the things that are fucked up about me have something to do with something my parents did knowingly or unknowingly, and then like struggle with how you feel about them or whatever. I think that's super common.
I have a clown fetish. That is
awesome.
My number one thing.
Mm-hmm. Like Harley Quinn type shit?
That's fucking hack.
Yeah,
it used to be Harley Quinn until that everybody had that.
That's
one.
The, like that's 10. The doorway in.
For me, it's I've said it before. It's the girl from the Big Comfy Couch.
Oh hell yeah!
You know, it was named after Molly the Dolly from Big Comfy Couch.
Oof.
My sister picked my name from that show.
But yeah, that's like my. I remember being
Lunette.
A kid.
Yeah.
And when she does the clock. And like spread her legs. I remember not getting why I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually have thought about doing some kind of dress up like her before for a video.
Well, try it out. See how it goes.
Yeah. Zach, order a custom.
Put it on a paywall.
But yeah, I 100%, I've had girls dress up like clowns a bunch. And it's been like my thing.
Nice.
And dude, when I was a little kid, my mom used to volunteer as a clown.
Uh-oh.
And I have a picture of me at like 4 years old and we're both clowns. And yeah, that's probably a thing. That's probably a weird thing that fucked me up.
I've always loved clowns. And my like my mom's friend and our neighbor growing up was a clown and Mother Goose. And I was the only kid. Like my siblings hated clowns. They were scared and I loved her. Roro the clown, she was special.
Oh,
see, there's something about it.
Damn,
the amount, dude. It's so funny because I'll catch other. My favorite thing on Instagram is when I add a hot girl and I see what other comedians are perverts.
Oh man, yeah. When they if you're following like a porn star or something,
a
and then you see like
mind.
Your buddy's name likes the photo, it's like
whenever it's fat chicks, I'm always what black comedians am I going to see in this?
No, but there's always way more interesting the few white ones.
Yes.
No, yeah, mm-hmm. Way more interesting that, like, only date skinny girls.
Yeah, I've gotten... Mullen called me out because he saw one of my fat, giant-ass women.
Nice.
And he clicked on it and said, followed by Zach Amico.
That's always
And
funny.
He called me out on the air on it.
Ah, Mullen.
But I'll catch a few, yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
Some are, like, not comedians, like... regular people I know, and I'd be like, oh, you dirty little monkey. I know these fucking, I know you're beating off to these fucking, these land whales like I am.
Oh, my God.
I dated a BBW cam model, and whatever dudes wouldn't tip her, mm-hmm. she would go, what are you whale watching for?
that's cool.
I should have used that when I was fat.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right. We got a bunch of other shit to check out. I kind of want to do this. Did you guys hear about Diddy's Blood Boy?
Whoa. No, but no. Every new thing I learn about Diddy is fascinating.
It's honestly kind of making that, like, I don't know, the Epstein stuff so bad right now. I think it's making Diddy seem like
small potatoes.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went down a hole and I felt really sick.
Yikes. Diddy went down a hole too.
Yeah. A few. And they were really small.
They were too small. Well, so this guy's come out, and of course this isn't confirmed or anything. This guy did an interview where he has claimed that he was being paid by Diddy to go onto boats to international waters.
Nice.
And give him blood transfusions to keep him young because he's a universal donor and sober his whole life and in good shape. So, Jorge, can you bring that up? And it's some fucking weird
you
shit.
You were Puffy's blood boy?
From 2004 to 2014.
Don't think I'm stupid, but what's a blood boy?
So, when somebody parties too hard or isn't living right, they want a fresh blood in their system, right? I didn't drink, smoke weed, I didn't eat any pork, none of that. Diddy saw me and he was like, yo, I got a job for you. He was like, I want that blood. And I was like, whoa. And he drops $10,000 on the table.
10 large.
Yeah. He said, I want a pint of your blood right now.
So that was a one-off or you started? No, that
was the beginning. I'm a universal donor. He thought I was special. He called me his lucky little blood boy. Ooh. Every like 3 months, he would fly me down to Miami. And this was the crazy part. He never actually wanted to do it on land. It wasn't legal at that time.
Yeah.
So we would get on a boat and he would take us to what he would call Oconus, outside of the continental United States.
Yeah,
and on his yacht, he would just drain blood. And he would just drain me. Just drain me, dude. Look at him from 2004 to 2014 and tell me if he aged.
Yeah, facts. And he's aging now that he's in prison. He's not all of a sudden father time.
Caught up with him, you know what I mean? Yeah. For 9 years, the majority of Puffy was made up with my blood.
What's the problem?
With my blood.
That sounds like typical billionaire. Like, there's that one anti-aging billionaire who's using his son's blood for transfusions. At least this guy's getting paid.
That is true.
You know? But how old was he?
He's probably a teenager.
Hate to burst your bubble there.
Fake?
Yeah.
Damn it!
So I noticed this when you first sent it. There's a there's some comedians like commenting on it.
Oh no!
And so
This
is just a whole profile of making fake, attempting viral.
Oh
God damn it!
That's very funny.
God damn it!
At least we didn't fall for AI.
Oh man, I suck. But this happens to me every fucking episode.
But it's such a nice little fantasy, though. A blood boy. Now I kind of want to try that.
I do
like,
too.
You get like those like IV drips where it's like vitamin B.
Yeah.
So if you have like a healthy blood that maybe doesn't have STDs floating around in it, I'd love to know what that's like.
I've heard of a few comics that when they party hard, they get a doctor on the bus.
Yeah. Why not?
And do the IV drip to take care of the
mobile
old
people that come to you wherever you are.
Yeah, yeah. And they take care. You have a Bloody Mary and an IV in the morning and you're all set to go back on another day of a tour.
There you go.
It's also good if you're just sick. I know someone who owns a company like that.
Have you done it?
No, but I've been. My best friend does it a lot, and so when she like, if she has like a really bad stomach ache, like if you have diarrhea or something, you're dehydrated. It's like good to have an IV come to your face.
I do that.
I would just get an IV of more diarrhea.
Wait, I have a question. I saw a TikTok that said when guys get diarrhea, they shit on their balls. Is that true?
No, that's an old wives' tale.
Oh, okay.
I think you would have to have really long balls.
Yeah, you have to be like an old ass man with like the droopy balls.
So like eventually all men shit on their balls.
I mean eventually, but that's a sign you have to like go out to pasture, you know.
Mm. Now, I have what I've referred to as long ball days.
Hangers.
And some clackers. Mm. Not always. But I have had times in my life, especially in the summer, where I have sat on the toilet and I'm steeping and my balls are in the water.
You see, that's why I have a micro penis, so this doesn't affect me.
Well, I'm not saying I have a big dick.
Penis and balls are different.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all internal.
Thank you, doctor.
It's all internal.
Thank you, Dr. Vivant.
I have what's called a mangina.
But yeah, I've hit the water a few times.
Now I'm more scared about how we're twins. Have you guys noticed we look alike? Wait, I'm serious though.
Oh shit. Do you want me to wear the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, just switch and see if people notice.
We look so much alike. It's actually scary.
There we go.
This is my kink.
Here we go.
I need my glasses back in like a minute because I'll get dizzy.
No, you got bad vision.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You can't if those are your glasses.
Really? I don't think it's that bad.
Incredible. I have like 2015
vision.
But
you can hold the hat if you want.
No, that's okay.
I do. I something hot about it.
Wait, but without the hat, we really do.
Yeah,
so
look
much.
At this.
Look at our light eyes and dark hair.
I think you're both adorable.
And we both have the same vagina. Do you have a bush?
We both have a nice mangina and stuff.
Do you have a bush?
Yes.
Me too.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Bring it back. Have you ever grown your armpits out?
They're so grown out right now. Wait.
Whoa, shit. Put it behind a paywall.
Yes!
Oh
my god. Oh, I want to sniff them.
They're always like that. I just did like a video where I was being a cunt and being like, I guess you can fucking lick my stinky ass armpits.
Whoa, damn.
And I never play bitch. Like I'm always so like
oh my god. One of my
That's
favorite.
That's so funny you say that.
I used to have a chick that would come over and she was like a real like a party chick. Like
yeah.
like a club kid.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
she
yeah.
would go out dancing all night, and whenever she was in Brooklyn, she would come at like 5 a.m. And no, you know, there was nothing to be expected, but usually my thing was because she would be sweaty and like be sweating out the booze, and she would let me jerk off while I smelled her armpits jerk off on her butt.
Hell
and
yeah.
Oh my God, a stinky armpit and fucking good wackadoodle. Oh man, what a fucking good day. Oh, I love armpits.
Really?
They're so hot. Yeah, they not like.
Well, normally I always
stinky.
Have mine like this. I'm not that stinky ever, and I don't really shower that much. It's like a miracle. But yeah, normally I always have long armpit hair unless I'm shooting a scene because most of the time. But I shot a couple scenes the other day. And they hit me up and were like, if your armpits are hairy, because I told them I normally do. They were like, leave it. There's like people that want that. I was like, okay.
I love it. I don't know what it is. There's something about sniffing. And it's not the smell. I think it's the pheromones. Like that's like, there's a difference between stink and lady smell.
Yeah.
It's the way God intended them. I'll send you the link. Oh, wait, but it's in VR. Do you have a VR headset?
Who doesn't? It's 2026.
I
don't have one. I have an eye massager that looks like one.
I have one of those
best.
Too.
So good.
Is it heated?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it plays music?
Yeah, but I have the new version, so it doesn't automatically play music.
Oh, I have
I
to
like.
Turn the music off on mine. But it does like the eye massage, and it also
the
heats
air
it up.
Pressure.
Yeah. It's good.
There's a cooling mask option on the new one.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Best purchase ever. Renfo, shout out. I want to be sponsored.
There you go. Hell yeah.
I buy, so I do this thing. I buy all the women in my life the same present for stuff. So, like, this year it was slankets, like, big, fuzzy, like, to-the-floor blankets with sleeves and hoods.
Oh, hell yeah.
But one year it was rose quartz rollers that you keep in the freezer.
Yes.
Oh, those are nice.
Those are nice.
Dude, I hit every... That was one year. The next year was cloud slides, like house shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was the sleeve and hood blankets.
Nice.
Across the board hits.
You know what women will also like maybe for next year or this year is Peter Thomas Roth is the brand. The eye, like for
eye
under
masks.
Eye. Yeah, okay. Eye masks. And I keep them in the fridge. They're the best ones I've ever had. They're expensive, but they come with a lot. They're probably like $60.
Whatever, that's all. Yeah.
For like a thing this big.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take care
Nothing
of your bitches.
Like, it's so good. Yeah.
I wouldn't spend it on myself, but you spend it on your ladies.
Yeah.
The women in your life
I'm
that
so
matter.
I'm so excited. Now I have someone that does that for me.
Ooh.
Excellent.
He took me to a puppet show the other day.
And you like love puppets.
Yeah.
Like the Muppets?
Like, it wasn't the Muppets. It was different puppets. I'm obsessed with puppets.
Oh.
They bring out, like, they heal my inner child. It's really nice.
Nice. Like a sock puppet?
They're all kinds. These were actually really beautiful puppets that were not like silly.
So not Syphil and Ollie.
No, they were like, I've actually never seen puppets like this. They were really beautiful and well done and like.
He just took her to see Jeff Dunham.
Yeah. I've never seen something like this before. One was a dead terrorist. The other was an old man.
He was a jalapeno on a stick. I've never seen that before.
He's taking it to daring new levels.
This guy's a fucking genius.
Oh, my God.
And it's so funny because you think Jeff Dunham's a hack, and then you see that Terry guy who won, I think, America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, Jeff Dunham's a comedian. This guy fucking stinks.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham catches a lot of strays, but
whatever.
Like a, yeah, he seems like a good dude.
Something for everybody. Yeah, I got no problem
with
it. You
gotta make a living, man. You know?
All right, more Zach's crazy conspiracy shit. So, Jorge, you can tell me in a few minutes why this one's fake. Federal investigators uncover a suspected illegal biological lab inside a Las Vegas residence. And I'm gonna say, a legal lab full of diseases. Guess the ethnicity of the person running it.
Chinese.
Yeah, I was going to say
ding, 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 ding. And Jorge, tell us about it.
Is that what you are?
No. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so they found they went into a home in Vegas, and there was a bunch of counterfeit drugs from China, and it was all sorts of shenanigans. Here, I'm going to bring up the article. All sorts of the fun stuff. Ooh. HIV, TB, Ebola. Remember Ebola? Throwing it back. All sorts of fun stuff and like all these weird bottles. Very, very not safe for work.
So it was a lab owned by Chinese nationals, and they apparently had samples of HIV, tuberculosis, and a bunch of shit.
Maybe they were doing something helpful though, like looking for cures and stuff.
Yeah, they just have a vial of my blood is all that article's saying.
So I am 20 HIV tuberculosis, and a friend in the lab was noted Ebola.
Ooh.
I think there's way more to COVID than we're ever going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know this. There was a Harvard professor, and Jorge, you can fact check me on this one, who was arrested for going to China secretly and doing disease research back and forth from Harvard. And guess where he was going? Wuhan.
Whoa.
And it was right before COVID hit. And they think maybe he or somebody, because it was him and two nationals, were traveling back and forth with samples. And they think either somebody accidentally got it or the sample got out.
Yeah.
And that they were working on COVID as a biological weapon.
I could believe that. I 100% believe that. Like, there's so much manufactured diseases out there, and it probably just got out of hand.
Molly, I'm sorry. Is this getting?
No, it's fine. I'm just thinking about it. I mean, I don't now at this point. I don't put anything past anything.
Yeah.
They're eating fucking babies. like I thought Roseanne Barr was insane, and now I'm not sure.
She's the most reasonable person in America.
No, I started thinking. I was like, yesterday I had this thought where I was like, damn, poor Alex Jones, because obviously he did that horrible thing about Sandy Hook and now he's paying for it, supposedly. But I think he might have a loophole to get out of it and like filing certain ways that he doesn't have to pay the money. But like, I think he knew about, obviously he kind of knew about all this fucked up shit, and we kind of gaslit him into being like, you're just a psycho and like, we're not going to listen to you. And that probably what made him say the shit about Sandy Hook. He was like in a.
Here's my take, and I will take this one on the chin. You neither of my guests are co-signing this.
I probably will. You know I'd die for you, Zach. Come on.
Aww.
Thank you, buddy.
I wouldn't, but like.
Well, I appreciate you. You showed me your armpit. You're good.
You can sniff it after if you want.
I think Alex Jones did have access to very qualified inside information. Mm. And I think he was way ahead of people on a ton of shit.
Bohemian Grove.
Ton of shit. And I think whoever was feeding him that information needed to discredit him because he was getting too much right and getting too much out. So I think they started feeding him bullshit so that he would also report that and therefore make the other stuff he was saying look like he was crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's super valid. I also think there's a chance that even if they weren't feeding him the wrong information, if you know this type of shit, like it's affecting everyone to know, to find out even with the redacted bars on paper, but you're reading around it and being like, what the fuck? If you're seeing these things and you know it and you're like the only one who's like, this is fucked up and this is happening, mm-hmm. and no one else believes it, like, your reality becomes skewed and you're like, yeah. what is real and what is not? And you're questioning everything to the point of, is this real? You know what I mean? Is what is in front of me real? I don't know.
And like, you shouldn't charge, like a journalist shouldn't have to pay for reporting what they feel is the truth too. That also sets a precedent where it's like, well, I don't want to report on this. What if they sue me and I have to lose all my money? And now look at that. All the people in Sandy Hook are now the highest paid actors ever.
Jesus Christ, Joe.
I'm just goofing.
I really do think he nailed a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And looking back, holy shit, he nailed a lot of shit. But I do think that somebody at some point in whatever cabal meets went, we gotta fucking discredit this guy.
Remember when Mel Gibson was saying, like, you know, I'm leaving Hollywood. There's nothing but, like, pedophiles and sex traffickers. And, like, everyone in Hollywood is, like, in on, you know, fucking children and drinking their blood. And everyone's like, oh, Mel Gibson's crazy. And now all, like, this shit's coming out with the Epsteins and the fucking, you know, what's
Well, wasn't that, wasn't Mel Gibson, like... Isn't he like a racist and like, didn't he get in trouble for being like, or he hates Jews? Or
no, he loves God. People? Did you ever see The Passion of the Christ?
No, I haven't.
Very erotic.
He has a very anti-Semitic. I believe his father as well was a noted anti-Semite. So and he was a fucking drunk and he got pulled over and started yelling about Jews, which is never good. I'll say it right here. If you're getting pulled over by the police, you're not going to get out of it by yelling about Jews.
I don't even know if there's a lot of Jewish police officers. But yeah, it's just like someone's going to be like, okay, you're crazy. Wait, was he starting to say this stuff about, oh, Hollywood is fucking kids and all this stuff when he got in trouble, though?
No, it was after.
Yeah.
But again, like it wasn't before then. So people were like coming for him. He's like, if I'm going down, they're all going down. You know,
and there aren't
I mean?
A lot of like... Jewish cops because Jews can't fuck with pigs.
You got to drop something. That was a good one. That was a great one. Zach Attack.
The ship. You know, you got a bicycle.
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
So, yes, that is how I do, honestly. I think he kind of got the short end of the stick. Because there's a number of other people in his world who they just killed.
Yeah.
Or just died very...
Mysteriously.
Yeah. You know, somebody just showed up on their door and blew their brains out.
Right. Or it's like, oh, they're missing and they probably suicide.
But yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
did you guys
we're
ever
next.
Hear... Did you guys know about... Because everyone obviously knows Martin Luther King was... assassinated.
Right.
Have you ever heard about his mom and his brother?
No.
His mom was killed playing the organ at church by a Black Panther.
Wow.
And his brother, and this isn't funny, was found at the bottom of his own pool in his underwear, and they said he drowned, but the autopsy said he had no water in his lungs.
That's fucking crazy.
Which is impossible if you drown.
Yeah.
And they think somebody killed him and threw him in his own pool. Because he was being, they wanted him to take over the movement.
Yeah.
And another group, somebody had him killed. So I think there's definitely.
Damn.
Somebody was stopping that shit.
Yeah. And it was like Martin Luther King Jr. He was like considered like a fucking like bad guy up until like recent, the revisionist history where they're like, oh yeah, he was very brave. But like the government was always trying to fucking shut him down. They were like wiretapping him.
Well, they were just catching him getting
a bad guy. Yeah. I mean, the government was doing that because they were like.
Trying to discredit him.
Yeah, I think what Joe meant was he was considered an enemy of the state.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
not
yeah.
a bad guy morally.
They were like, this
they
guy
were just catching
like,
him getting...
Is...
Yeah. He, like, all he was like, he paid like sex workers.
They were catching him getting a lot of pussy.
Yeah. All of a sudden, that's a crime?
Yeah.
Lock me up and throw away the key.
That was the real dream.
Yeah.
They're like, use children like the rest of us.
I have a dream. Two chicks at the same time, man.
I'm like Martin Luther King Jr. because we're both Pisces moons. I just found that out. And I know nothing about astrology, but I think that
I'll remember that. The next time I think about you, I'll say she's like Martin Luther King. All right, what else do we got here? All right. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account, but if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. I don't want to go right into stuff about gorillas after that, because that would not look good for me.
This is a spicy one.
So let's do this. Man gets naked on studio tour at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which part of the tour?
We'll find out.
Hopefully the Jaws one. Do they still have that?
I don't know. I don't think
so. I love that tour. Bummer. It's really fun.
That was a lot of fun. I went as a kid.
I went when I was like 18, I think.
That's not bad. Awesome. That's still a kid in many
I grew
places.
Up in Florida, so the Universal is better in Florida, but that part is so cool, and obviously we don't have.
During a tram tour at Universal Studios today, after coming to an abrupt stop, a man exited the vehicle, took off his clothes, and was moving about in front of more than 150 people, including children. Other passengers say it appears that man was under the influence of something, drugs or alcohol, adding he was rolling around on the ground, taunting employees on the side of the road. After being removed from the scene, the man
look at that crowd control where the guy's like, nothing to see here.
That tram got express lane passes. We've reached out to Universal Studios for comment, but have not heard back.
I wonder if they still have the Fast and the Furious thing, because in my head, that's right before the Fast and the Furious thing, which is kind of turns into a ride. And like, it's probably best that he got off right before then.
Well, don't you talk bad about the Fast and the Furious.
No, I love it, but like think about being really fucked up and being on that. Like that would freak me. He probably would have done something crazier.
Yeah.
I would say maybe manic episode or maybe drug. Maybe he was like, oh man, we should do acid.
Yeah, he was
Universal
like
Studios.
Yeah, it's like I'm freaking out.
I could never handle that. I can't do psychedelics with other people around.
Really?
And being in a giant group of people would freak me out.
And like hella Europeans and foreigners around you just being like,
I would be convinced everyone knew I was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like that's all I can think when I'm on acid is everyone knows you're on acid.
Everyone knows.
I've never done
it. I'm going to get in trouble. Someone's going to get me in trouble.
I'm a mushroom girly.
Mushrooms are fun.
Mushrooms are much more fun. Acid. Yeah. Acid, this is the way I explain it. Acid, when you do it, there's part of you that's like, this feels like it was made in a lab.
Yeah.
And mushrooms feels like an extension of weed.
You really have to be in the right...
I hate weed, though.
You have to be in the right mindset for acid.
Like yeah.
If there's like any kind of like thing you're kind of like worried about, or if you have like something you're a little sad about, like it's going to push that to the surface big time.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms always, for me at least, like every time I've taken mushrooms, it's just like it makes me feel more connected. It makes me like, oh, I'm in touch with nature. I feel like my system like opens up more, and I feel just like a sense of like an immense sense of like empathy and joy. And
same,
I like can forgive people like who I'm like kind of pissed at. I'm like, well, they're just living their lives
and like acting out of pain.
Yeah. It's like everyone's just doing. I do believe when I'm on mushrooms, and the only time I feel this is when I'm on mushrooms, that everyone's just trying their best. We're all just trying to live. Let's just let people live.
I do feel that way.
Yeah. Maybe I should.
Are you a blanket mushroom person?
You mean like
I need a blanket.
Oh, no, not really.
I need
like to
have...
hide under?
Yeah, yeah, I need it to calm down.
No, really? I want to like stare up at the trees.
Yeah, I like looking at the star. And like if you're in like a... Like I used to love doing shrooms in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco because it was just like a nice safe area and I was still in nature, but I was like, there were enough people there where it wasn't like a crowd that overwhelms you, but enough to be like, oh, look, a fucking family is playing Frisbee. That's chill.
And it's really wholesome and sweet.
Yeah, shrooms are awesome. Shrooms are fucking
great. Occasionally, when I do mushrooms, my legs and I stop communicating well.
This sounds like me with weed. I thought I was allergic to it.
Really?
I can't do weed.
The last time I tripped in front of Mrs. Amico, she said that watching me get through the house was like watching Bambi learn how to walk.
Yeah.
Like I was like kind of dragging my bottom half for a while and then eventually like kind of got my balance, but I was shaky. Like,
I get fucked crazy. Oh, crazy same. Style. I'm like walking around the house like this, trying to pee so I don't get a UTI. I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Good for you, dude. Good for you. I had a bad, I was on acid once. I used to do this thing called the zombie crawl. And it was a twice a year, all these people, it was a bar crawl, but we would all dress as zombies. It was all effects artists. So people that didn't know how to do their makeup, it would be like $10 and you get like full latex zombie makeup.
That's crazy.
And it was super fun. It would be like, sometimes it was small. We had a couple big ones. We did the premiere of Zombieland and that was like cool. 500 people.
Wow.
It was really, really fun. And one time I was with a group of people and we all wound up getting acid and we left early and we were driving back to Jersey. And for some reason, whenever I trip, I'm convinced I need orange juice. I feel like it's just part of tripping.
Yeah.
So we stopped at a convenience store, and I go in to get orange juice, and the second I walk in the store, the fluorescent lights destroy
hit
me.
You. Yeah.
And I'm like, everyone knows you're tripping balls. Everyone in the aisles, the cashier, everyone knows. And I get my orange juice, I go up, and this little fucking Asian lady's at the counter, and she looks horrified. And I'm like, oh my God, she knows. I'm on acid. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I forgot I was a zombie. And she looks at me, and she goes, you're covered in bread! And I didn't know how to explain zombie makeup bar crawl to an elderly Asian woman.
Were you like, I'm on drugs?
That's so what in I the say middle of June, I just went, Halloween. And she goes, Halloween? I went, Halloween. And she goes, Halloween. And now we're just screaming Halloween at each other.
Yes.
And somebody had to take me, like, put their arm around me and walk me out and pay for my shit.
You can't walk into any kind of crazy lights when you're tripping. Yeah. Like, even if I accidentally, like, check my phone when I'm on mushrooms, I'll, like, look at it for a second, then I'll go, oh, my God, I'm going to get stuck in there. Like, I'm going to get stuck in there.
I turn my phone off when I trip.
Yeah.
The best lights are Christmas lights for shrooms.
Those are nice.
It's just enough to have an ambient kind of lighting, but there's something very calming about it because they're not super bright and they're kind of spread out. So it's like a nice.
But it makes everything so much brighter. So like, this kind of light would put me in the hospital if I was on mushrooms. Mm. Like I would be rushed to the emergency room.
One of my great mushroom trips, they lost me for about 45 minutes because I went out on a walk. And I found a Christmas tree display at a deals and discounts.
Ooh.
And I stood and looked at Christmas trees for 40 minutes.
Did you have like
it was
a
the most
tears.
Beautiful thing I had ever seen.
Yeah. No,
then it was just thinking about Christmas and the holidays and love.
Yeah.
Oh, I got caught in that one.
It's nice. I like it. When you're tripping and have good thoughts.
You're
so
like,
nice.
You're like, love wins.
Yeah, it's like everything's like, it's like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to feel all the time, you know?
All right, we got a couple. So this is the Morning Zoo. We do love our animal videos. So we have got two different gorilla videos today. Let's start with just, hey, for the sake of fun, gorillas fucking at the zoo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Love.
Look at the haunches on this.
I bet.
Dude, you got to see the. This girl must be fucking loving it. Look at the thrust on this guy.
Brazzers.
You all right, buddy? There we go.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's TMZ.
He's caked up.
Yeah, dude.
The kids, dude. Oh my God, dude.
That was me last night.
Dude, just fucking.
That's wow.
Look at that. Look at the muscles in the fucking haunches.
Yeah.
He's going deep.
Mama.
How much of zoos is just this?
I mean, like, what else are you going to do in captivity? That looks like a fun ass fucking, like, gorilla pit too. Like they have shit they can climb on and play
and
with.
Fuck. Yeah, what yeah, a great day.
Got everything. You got people watching.
That's hot. You know? Yeah.
I love zoos. I have so many good memories of being at the zoo. My best friend's mom worked there when I was a kid as a landscaper, like every day. So we'd, in the summer, we'd be at the zoo every day just like exploring, and we could get into like the back areas. And sometimes it was dangerous. But I did find a freezer full of dead animals once, because they keep every animal that dies and they freeze it until it goes somewhere for like research.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I so thought I, they were going to use it to like feed the carnivores.
No, but like I opened up the freezer and they were all in like weird bags, and I was like trying to look, they're labeled, and I was trying to like look, and then something fell and I had to pick it up. It said baby monkey.
Oh, oh no.
Baby monkey.
My friend's a vet tech, and she, so this is sad, but When dogs die, they think they have rabies, they have to get them tested.
Yeah.
But when it's a really big dog and they don't want to ship the whole thing, they just send the head.
Yeah. They have to check the brain.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the spinal column, something.
Yeah.
But they just send the head. And she said when she first started being a vet tech, she went to put her lunch in the freezer.
Oh, no.
And there was just a German Shepherd head in it. Like, barely, like, in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Like the movie Fear.
Yeah, exactly like that, yes. And she said it fucking ruined her.
I bet. Like, yeah, there's some, I don't know, like, some animals, like, it's like, it's like you're going to see them, like, rodents you see dead, but dogs, cats, like, more, I don't know, that's tough. It's like, those are the animals that should never die, you know?
Yeah, and I've always had a little bit of a fear of dead animals, like, I guess there were always a lot where I grew up, like, on the sidewalk, and vultures would come get them and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I always thought that if I walked too close next to them, they would, like, come up and grab my ankle. Like,
pet cemetery type shit, huh?
Yeah. Ooh. I always had that fear. I think I still do a little
sometimes
bit. Especially when
better.
You see their teeth, you're like, when they're like.
Yeah.
The soil of a man's heart is stony. I fucking love pets. A fixed cat don't tend to wander.
That was a fucking hard Stephen King.
That was
like,
the cutest little boy ever.
Yeah, Gage.
Same kid, I believe, who says boys have a penis, girls have a vagina in Kindergarten Cop.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's good.
Miko Hughes.
You remember?
Good
his
for
name.
Damn, Zachy.
Damn, I'm good.
Damn.
Have you read Pet Sematary?
Yes. The book is nuts.
Holy sh! So
you could tell Stephen King was like, that era of him just like doing blow. Like those were some of his darkest fucking, like Cujo.
Cujo, they kill the kid in the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so the same way I wish somebody would sit Metallica down with like a case of Jack Daniels and be like, you guys got one more good record in you. We'll put you in a guys. Just give us a record. We'll drive you right to rehab.
Yes.
You got one more in you.
Yeah.
The same with, I wish somebody would just show up at Stephen King's house with a 30 rack and a fucking fat bag of blow and go, Stevie, we know you got it in you still, dog.
Yeah.
Give us a classic.
Let's take a trip back to Derry, Maine, huh? One more.
I mean, the Institute was good. But
I did like that. That was pretty good, yeah.
I was convinced The Institute was going to be a fucking sequel to Firestarter the whole time I was reading it.
Yeah. I do like it when he has like those like, oh, this, if you read this, you'll enjoy this a little bit more. You
well,
know? Like,
okay. I'll go on a Stephen King thing for a second.
Sure.
All of Stephen King's works intertwine because of The Shine.
Yeah. And then The Shine is connected to The Dark Tower.
Yes.
Yes.
That's everybody. So Carrie... anybody with mental, the mom in Pet Sematary, the daughter in Pet Sematary,
Hearts in Atlantis,
Danny and Dick O'Halloran in The Shining. Mm-hmm. That's all, they all have different versions of the same mental powers.
Yeah.
And sometimes it manifests as you can move shit. Sometimes it manifests as you could talk to ghosts. Sometimes it manifests as you could start fires.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all that some, I think in other books they call it the push. But everything in Stephen King is basically about this shared mental energy that is The Shine. But in the book, Pet Sematary, what makes it super scary is when Gage comes back from the dead, he can talk like a grown-up. And he's a little boy, and he tells Herman Munster, I can't call him anything else, that his wife cheated on him with his best friend. when he was in his 20s and that she's in hell with him. And she told him, and he goes, he fucked her in the ass on your bedspread. It was fucking, it's so scary.
That's shit was like, and then like just the way they like said like the, there's like the Wendigo out in the, but they never like explicitly say it. So he's like carrying Gage back to the cemetery.
Yeah. Well, so that, with that, I think the whole bit with the pet cemetery, the ground going sour, it's because somebody cannibalized somebody. And then that's what gave the curse.
Yeah.
Because the Wendigo typically comes when you're dying of hunger in the woods. So the Wendigo is very much affiliated with like the Donner Party. Like when people are freezing to death, they eat each other. That's the Wendigo because it's a cannibalistic spirit. So I think that the through line in Pet Sematary is that the Wendigo is kind of running shit because the Indians had eaten each other and that's what gave the curse.
Damn.
Because essentially, when you look at it, it is all the old man's fault.
Right. He should have never said anything.
Because and be, it's because he told him to bury the cat there, even though he knew better. That something drew him to have to tell him. And it's because the cat came back that Gage got killed. Because it's a, you know, now he's fucked into it. And that's why, yeah, and then he has to end it by burning down the houses.
Right.
Because that's the only way to get rid of everybody.
And even then he was like still going to like bury his wife. He's like, I did it. I waited too long for Gage.
Yeah, this time it'll be good.
Yeah. And that's like classic addict behavior. Like this time is going to be all right.
All right. We got one more gorilla. Shocking behavior by mountain gorilla mother, Jorge.
Uh-oh. Shocking.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was just the first video
again? It's the same one. Someone getting, it's from the gorilla getting fucked perspective.
No, the first video we watched.
Oh, no.
So this is a gorilla who just gave birth, and this is her eating the placenta.
Okay. All right.
The same way white women have it turn into pills.
No, I was going to say I have a friend who's a model. And then her model friend had a baby, and she, the one that was pregnant, definitely smoked cigarettes and weed the whole time she was pregnant, whatever. But then my friend ate her friend's placenta.
Yikes.
Because she's a model and wants to, like, look young and stuff. But my friend, my best friend that's a doctor was like, you could die from that. You can go into sepsis from eating someone else's placenta. You're not even supposed to do it with yourself.
I thought they turned it into pills at a certain point.
She was making smoothies because the girl had gave birth at the apartment, so they like it was like a home birth, so they just like kept
gross
it. She made
super gross.
That's something a landlord has to disclose if you're looking at the apartments, like somebody did give birth here.
I actually think that's beautiful. I want to deliver babies maybe in another lifetime.
It looks weird. It looks gross.
It looks awesome.
It looks like a little like it looks like it's like, oh, what a nice little pussy, and all of a sudden like a fucking baby plops out of it.
It's like the miracle of life. It's the coolest thing. Even when I was a kid, I would go to the maternity ward at the fair and watch the cows give birth. Oh, I love
gross.
Like birth.
Did you see the video of the lady giving birth
in
the passenger
fucking
seat?
Middle school?
Like, no, in the passenger seat.
God, no.
Corey, could you look it up real quick?
Oh, man.
It's a lady literally in the passenger seat of a moving car.
That's how it used to happen, I think.
And she does it herself, dude.
Oof.
Bite
the umbilical cord.
It is fucking bananas.
Wait, something funny is my sister is definitely a crazy person. And
Is funny.
She's about to have a baby via surrogate.
Uh-oh.
And she's super, like, holistic and, like, doesn't believe the earth is round, whatever. But she's having the surrogate give birth at her house, like a home birth. But isn't that crazy? You have to, like, kick them out. You're like, okay, thanks for the baby. Bye. Get out of my house. Like, how long do you give them?
Yeah, do they have squatter's rights?
I've been wondering that. And I don't talk to her because she's crazy. But I want to know so bad.
Scary.
Like, what is the long... Because if I just gave birth, I would not want to move for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you got to give them...
A day or so.
I would say 3.
Yeah.
But then I would be afraid they might get attached to
the baby. Yeah, it's like I carried this fucking baby for 9 months.
I found out a lot of things. Like, first of all, you can't be a surrogate if you've never given birth before. Like, you have to have had kids before. So this lady has, like, 4 kids already.
Okay.
So maybe it's not like, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. But still.
But it's still really freaky, and I think surrogates are
It's borderline eugenics.
I think it's wrong, and I think it's crazy, and I think that it's worse than sex work by far. It's like unethical. There's a reason you can't like rent. There's a reason you can't buy someone's organs because it's like shady.
That's I don't know, but if like a couple can't carry on, if a couple can't have a kid on their own, I think it's a nice way to do it.
A lot of couples can't, and I'm like, yeah, and there's a lot of kids that need homes. Yeah, go adopt.
Oh, I agree with that very much.
I think it's like you're spending like 2 rounds of IVF probably, which is probably around 60,000. You're paying 50,000 at least to a surrogate plus all their medical bills. It's like, you'll do anything but help a kid in need. You could even adopt a baby from birth. Mm-hmm. Like, why wouldn't you do that? I think it's wrong. Because
they
want,
like,
wrong.
A white baby. Or it's like, it has to have my namesake.
Yeah, they want a white,
but
not
that's
crackhead
ego,
baby.
And that's wrong with
and it's like,
what's
it's
wrong
like,
with people.
I don't need all my recessive genes going to another generation. Maybe I can help this kid.
That's my, one of my favorite Dana Gould bits, because he has 3 Chinese daughters.
Oh, wow.
And he said when they were all in the stroller, like crazy ladies would just walk up and see him and his white wife with 3 Chinese daughters and be like, what's the story with this? And he'd be like, well, pie-eyed stranger. if you go through my family history, alcoholic, schizophrenic. So technically, my balls are full of poison. So let's watch this. We'll end on this. Let's watch this lady give birth in the passenger seat.
Fuck.
Jorge, if you tell me this is fake, I'm going to fucking punch you in the nose.
They're never going to make it to the hospital. I love the fucking narration.
Have you seen the people that are obsessed with their reborn babies? And sometimes they do fake birth videos with them. That is really sad and mental illness.
All right, lady.
This woman's fucking whining.
Come on.
Get over
this woman
it. I heard it feels good. I don't know. Did you take your pants down?
I don't know if I can do it. I can't. Oh my gosh, it's coming out.
Do babies come out that fast?
Oh, that's another point. Why I'm against surrogacy. You can die from giving birth. It's dangerous. Like, we're exploiting women.
That's a move I know all too well, being in the driver's seat, pulling down a fucking person.
Pulling down maternity pants.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
The baby is out of me, babe.
This happened to me once in the car with Tomaselli, and he had a shit. Me and Tomaselli got chili dogs.
Sally was like pulling down your pants.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Alex, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
It's sticking out.
I see the head.
Out of
it's like, why did it? Has he pulled over to the side? He's still moving? Like, pull off to the side of the road, dude.
Get the fuck
come
out of
out.
Here.
No fucking way. This is fake.
Look at that. It's gotta be suctioned.
It's crying, baby. It's breathing just fine. Alright? Spank him.
Nope.
He's breathing.
No,
he's
fine.
He's breathing. But hold him upside down, babe. Hold him upside down.
That's okay, fucking crazy.
The man sounds gay.
Yeah, that.
That's
the father's so calm because he didn't have to fucking do anything.
Yeah, he's just like, all right, turn the car around. We just saved a few grand.
That car probably smells so bad.
Oh,
that's got to be worse than when you have McDonald's in the car.
But I've always wanted to smell a newborn baby because everyone says they smell so good.
I've heard that that's partly because it smells like vagina.
I bet it's a...
And there's something in your brain.
I heard it's like a very sweet smell.
I think that's only for the parents. Like, it imprints, like, it's like in nature where, you know, like, a lion will kill any cubs that aren't his own, but his own cubs have a smell, so he knows not to eat those. I think it's only biological, so the parents probably, but everyone else like, oh, it smells like fucking shit.
No, a lot of ladies say they like baby smell.
Yeah, no.
That's because women are predisposed to fucking have babies and take care of babies. Well, men are like, whatever. It either smells
spike
like...
spike it.
Yes.
That's not mine.
No, get out of here,
I have
dude.
A feeling it's just they smell good because think about, I mean, depending if you like the smell, but I love puppy breath. Why do all puppies have that breath? Ooh, I don't know.
My dog's breath smells like shit.
But like, what
he smells like?
When
it's
it
like,
was
what
a baby,
eating?
Though.
Huh?
When it was a puppy.
Nah, he's always smelled like shit.
I bet you. When did you? How?
So Jorge, tell us how that video was fake.
You can actually see the Sora watermark in the corner.
Can you?
No, you can't.
Oh fuck! I thought you got me again. I was about to be so upset.
I watch birth videos on Facebook all the time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Morning Zoo. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to sincerely thank my guests, Molly Violent and Joe Gorman. Check out Super Selly Joe's Thank you, Jorge, for holding down the booth while Shannon's been under the weather. Shannon, we love you very, very, very much. And I'm going to go sniff Molly's armpit. Bye.
Bye. Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.